It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
You know, it's no longer a six-pack. Now it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guys.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny on Getting Skinny.
Doctor, back in the studio.
I'm here, Lee. Good to see you.
I am here, too.
It's always a pleasure. Every Thursday, you and me are always, you and I, making
both,
healthy living.
All four of us.
Making healthy living.
Fun for everyone. We're doing it at the beginning now.
No, we're just doing it.
Mix it
you
up.
You know, it used to give me intro. Spirit. It used to give me like an intro. Well, I used to tell people who I was. And then you decided you went,
they know,
you know
who
what?
You are.
You know, now we just go doctor.
Well, no, I used to say doctor. Do I still say that? I don't even know
what I say anymore. Yes, you do, doctor.
And so I got nothing. So
you got nothing? You got nothing?
6 years. If they don't know who you are in 6 years, they got bigger problems than listening to anything we can do in this show.
Can't you, like, do, like, you know, with Johnny Carson, you know, Ed McMahon?
I'm not Ed McMahon. That's
Here's
the problem.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, well, why don't you call Ed? I think he needs to work. Maybe he'll be available.
I don't think
that.
He's around anymore.
He died?
Yeah.
No.
He's dead.
Really?
Yes.
What about Doc Severson? He died too?
Yes. I think they all died. Oh, and so did Johnny Carson. They
well,
all died.
I know he died.
See?
That's it. Wow, that's
can't
terrible.
You, before I die, can't you come up with some sort of intro?
We'll get Andy Richter.
Something?
Andy Richter.
He's got a job.
He works for Conan.
Right.
So
he doesn't have time. He's got,
he's
got a job. He's making
in.
Money.
Could call it in.
We need people that don't that work
unemployed?
For free. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's happened this week, Lee? Anything going on in your world that you need to tell me about fitness-related-wise other than...
Fitness? Yes, there is.
What's going on?
I went to the gym yesterday.
You went to the gym.
Yes.
Hold the presses.
Yes, I went to the gym, and I am just... even at the gym, I have the attention span of like a hummingbird. I do cardio for 45 minutes, in an hour-ish, and I'm like... I can't be on one machine for that period of time. I am literally on five machines for that hour.
You're kidding me.
Like 10 minutes each.
You bounce?
Yes, totally.
You're a bouncer? Bounce around like a...
This is...
But wait, don't you... Wait, let me ask you a question. I feel like when I get on a piece of equipment, I'm like an airplane. You know, like I have the takeoff, and then I need about a good 5 minutes until I stabilize, and then I'm at altitude. I'm at the cruising altitude, and I don't want to change anything. I don't want anything to alter anything until I have to land.
No,
but you
at 10 minutes, I'm done.
You're like a roller coaster.
I'm done. 10 minutes. I start
Holy
off on a
cow.
Treadmill, on my own treadmill.
It must be
minutes.
A lot of work to keep going from a. Then no. You have to plug it in all the info, and you got to.
Well,
go to the
I
next.
Have because now I am. A huge listener, as I've mentioned, of Adam Carolla's podcast.
Yeah, Adam Carolla has got a great little podcast there. We both enjoy his stuff a lot. AdamCarolla.com.
Right. So I listen to
not
that.
Not for everyone.
No, not for everyone. But I like his show. I listen to it. And it's but it's not fast paced. Like the thing about music is like that's
it gets
fast-paced.
You going. Right.
But talking.
Right.
It's kind of
it
mellow.
Goes up and down. Right. Right. And if you're bored of what they're talking about, you're going to be bored on the equipment.
Right. And then so I'm watching TV, too. But then they don't have closed caption in my gym. So like I can only watch like SportsCenter or the financial stuff. And that's boring. So
SportsCenter? Oh, you mean? But the highlights. They get
right.
The highlights. That's
so, yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you can watch
this
that.
Time of year is not exactly what are you watching.
Right. Right.
And so
I find sporting events on TV is the best way to visually distract me.
Right.
Seeing other people exercise
and plus
really helps me.
They're moving.
They're
so
moving.
It's
so
not
that,
like
that really,
a movie. Watching a movie
right.
Could be slow, too.
Right. It's the sporting events for me that really keeps me captivated.
Right. So that's what happens. I'll be 10 minutes, and then I'm like, oh, this is boring. And this gym has
Or porno. Porno, yeah. Too, is also. Because that's kind of that's also active.
I'm doing other cardio activities during that. And then so they have a walking track, so I'll do that for a while. And then I'll run a little, walk a little, and then I'll go, oh, there's an elliptical open. So I'll just go over there for a while, I'll do that. And then I'm like, oh, that's a different kind of elliptical, I'll go over there. I just go to five machines.
All the stopping and starting would drive me crazy.
Well,
that would drive me literally
I'm not a Mr. Fitness, the Dr. Fitness. So like, I'm not trying
Mr. to... Mr. Fitness? I'm a doctor.
There's somebody else I do a show with.
Oh, Mr. Fitness?
I'm working on a concept. But so I'm not... It's not like I'm sweating, you know? It's not like I'm doing this at a high intensity.
Well, don't you get going and then you start sweating and you have to shut it down?
Do you sweat? I don't sweat.
Oh, like a pig. No, I sweat like an animal.
There's not a lot of sweating going on.
Well, I will tell you, I had an experience at my gym yesterday that actually made me feel really good. What are you eating over there? What is that, a Milky Way?
It's a bar. No.
What is that?
Whatever, pure protein bar.
Pure protein? That tastes like crap. You really like that?
People don't like those. I've been eating the Vitatops. You know, Hungry Girl loves those. And I'm like, it's chocolate. It tastes good to me. My family can't eat it.
That looks like crap. Anyway, so I'm at the gym yesterday, Lee, and I have multiple gyms. I'm in Alabama yesterday. And this was the funniest thing that happened to me. There's a guy who I've seen now the same people working out at the gym for years. And I don't talk to anyone at the gym. You know, because I'm a northern guy in a southern place, especially in Alabama. I get really kind of like, I don't want people hearing my voice. And then
or
all of a sudden,
standing behind you.
Right. So the guy he's wearing a collar, like a cervical collar around his neck.
He has
an oxygen tube going through.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
So he's been there for a while, and I've never said anything to him. And then I was putting on my headphones, and I heard him talking to another gentleman who's one of the guys at the gym that I actually do talk to, and he was asking him about me. Because I can hear the conversation.
That's
he's
rude.
Like, I can hear – so I hear them talking about me, and I'm like, is he saying something good or bad? I'm like thinking, what did I do? Is there something I did to offend somebody here?
Right.
I mean, maybe because I don't talk to anybody, maybe that's offensive. So he came over to me right before I'm about to start, and he started talking to me. And he's like, and he wanted to know. He said, you wear the hell out of that treadmill. You just, that thing, you beat it up. He goes, when you get on that thing, because I get on it for about 7 miles. So he was like, man, you get on that thing, you beat it up. You just take it. So we started talking, and it turns out to be a really nice guy. And
because he complimented you?
Yes.
That makes him a nice guy?
Anytime you want to compliment me, it makes you a nice guy.
You don't even know this guy. It could be a serial killer.
No, I don't think so. He compliments you and he becomes
a nice guy.
But he's recovering from neck surgery, and he's doing a lot better.
So you were trolling for patients
at the
gym?
That's what that's about, right? He wanted to know if he made a good patient.
Yeah, see?
And he's like, I go, what'd you have done? He goes, well, they kind of fused my neck together. I'm like,
oh, you
not
love
really.
The fusing.
I'm like, nah, I'm not. You're done for me. But Lee, you were just mentioning before also about Adam Carolla. One of the things also to listen to our show on your Android, get the application Stitcher. It's free. Go to Stitcher.
Yes. Stitcher
and that's
Radio.
A great way of listening to our show plus Adam Carolla. And our show is listed under sports. I think
really?
It's not under health.
Can't they search for Dr. Fitness?
I don't know. I went to look under topics and I had to go like it's like in the sports section or something like that. So, yeah.
See that? We're online. It's like, you know what I like about listening to the radio on your phone? It's like a transistor radio from like when I was a kid. You know, we've gone full circle. Like now you're listening to it in a little teeny device that you hold in your hand next to your head, just like you did when you were a kid.
I'll tell you one thing. I can't wait for them to start putting out nuclear phones so, you know, your battery lasts for the whole year. You never have to plug it in. Changing the battery, plugging it in, is such a pain in the ass. I mean,
they don't tell you this
when
you're buying the Android.
Well, if you use
the internet a lot, it burns through.
That battery is like you got to be by a wall all the time.
When I get home at night in the late
you make it tonight.
No,
I make.
No.
I don't make.
I'm
it.
Telling you. Listen, I just leave it plugged in the rest of the day. From like 5 o'clock on, it's plugged in, and I just leave it plugged in.
Right.
Because it doesn't make
I mean, I have an extra battery support battery just in case my battery goes down.
I have a car charger, battery.
I'm like, can't we get this thing nuclear? Just a little piece of nuclear, like hydrogen, plutonium. Just something that makes this thing power to stay on all the time.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I think there's the technology, but the battery, it's the battery lobbyists. Because they want you to replace it.
Well, Lee, I wanted to talk about, before we get to any guests come on the show today, we got a couple of guests coming on today, and that's going to kill our time for talking.
Our quality time together.
But I wanted to get to my new favorite snack.
Oh.
Okay. And I want to know about your favorite go-to snacks when you're in a crunch.
Yes.
And I just want to throw that out there to our listeners to go to our Facebook page and to let us know. But I am hooked now. I am totally hooked on hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, I could not eat that
if you paid me. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Three hard-boiled eggs. I don't eat the yolks. I would. You know, don't get me wrong. The yolks are good for you. They're not bad for you. It's just there are a lot of calories. And if I have about 6-8 hard-boiled eggs per day.
You can eat 6 eggs.
Like,
what are you, Rocky?
No, they're hard-boiled. You're not drinking them.
No, it's the one from that other movie. Cool Hand Luke.
He used to eat a Cool Hand Luke?
Yeah.
With George Kennedy and Paul Newman?
Yeah.
He used to eat a lot of hard-boiled eggs?
No, there was a contest. They had like how
much. Oh, that's right. In the movie, right. That's right. I remember that. And Paul Newman won. That's right.
Right.
But he was sick. So I can't tell you how much I love this as a snack, and it's very filling. I eat three of these things. I'm good. It just totally takes care of my hunger.
It's disgusting.
What about you? What are your favorite? What's your go-to? Like if you're in a situation, not and don't tell me that pure protein crap bar. That can't be the good for you.
No,
that can't.
If I'm starving,
right?
And
I'm saying it takes care of you. You don't eat it and it goes away. I want to know. So I want to know about our listeners. I want to know. Go to our Facebook page and let us know. Again, these are your go-to favorite snacks, the things that are going to make you, that's going to curb your appetite. Also, go to our website. Go check out drfitnessandthefatguy.com and check out some of our great past interviews with celebrities like Jillian Michaels from The Biggest Loser, DVD mogul and fitness pioneer Denise Austin, Bravo fitness star Jackie Warner. And go to our Facebook page.
Okay, I'm ready now for my snack.
Well, you're going
to... Did I miss it?
Wait, let me finish
the window?
No, you didn't finish. Also, go to our Twitter. I'm DrFitness6 and go to @FatGuy for the fat guy. And check out our books, You Can't Lose Weight Alone, The Partner Power Weight Loss Program, and our new book, 35 Ways to Raise Active...
37? You snuck in two other ways?
No, 35 things to know to raise active kids from Turner Publishing. So what is your go-to snack, Lee? What is it?
I like protein... But I also like chocolate, so mine's peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's?
Yeah.
That can't be. What do you mean peanut?
Peanuts are healthy.
I know, but you're saying peanut M&M's?
Yes.
What size? Because, you know, that's
they come in different sizes.
They come in a 5 pound.
I thought the 5 pounds is the only pound.
Anything 5 pounds is gonna take care of your hunger.
Exactly. So that's my go-to.
That's your go-to snack?
Yeah. Just have...
Peanut butter M&M's?
Pound to pound.
Okay, so you heard it here first. Dr. Fitness says hard-boiled eggs minus the yolks.
I'm enjoying the Samoas from the Girl Scout cookies. They have coconut.
The Samoans, I know. Now, what's the calorie count on one of those bad boys?
I don't know. But
they're bad.
It's for a good cause, it's not that much.
I've never seen a cookie, like one cookie. Like it's like the size of a quarter,
right.
And it's like 120 calories, and you're like...
I don't know. I don't want to know because it's for a good cause.
And they still haven't changed the snacking.
It's the same graphic.
Right, but they haven't changed. You know the thing that they haven't done, Lee, is they haven't changed the calorie counts on them. They still list it by cookie or
they don't
list it by sleeve. Because you eat them by sleeves.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's common knowledge.
Anyway, I want to bring on our first guest today. We have with us the very lovely Dr. Melanie Rotenberg.
Doctor.
I met Dr. Rotenberg in New York a while back, Lee. You didn't get a chance to meet her.
No,
I did.
I didn't, but I was intrigued because I thought, you know what? When I am looking for a doctor, I want to make sure they're funny.
Well, no, this is the perfect. Actually, I'm thinking about changing the show, and I think it should be Dr. Fitness and the Dr. Funny Lady.
Yeah, Dr. Fitness and Dr. Funny.
And Dr. Comedy together. And she's a physician. She's also a comedian, a biologist. I want to know about what's a biologist because
They're usually hilarious. Every biologist I've met is hilarious.
Well, she has a book out, just came out recently, called Laugh Yourself Thin, Making Happiness Fun and Pleasure the Keys to Permanent Weight Loss. Dr. Rotenberg, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for inviting me, Adam. Hi, Lee.
Hi, doctor.
Now, first of all...
I'm doing a self-prostate exam as we're doing this.
That sounds like so much fun.
Now, you wrote the book. It looks like you wrote this book. It was you. Is it your brother as well?
No.
Your husband?
My husband.
Nice.
My husband's the biologist.
He's the biologist.
Yes,
man.
My husband's the biologist.
But he got second billing. I noticed you got top billing. He's a smart guy.
He didn't write a word of the book. He just blurts things out that are funny at home.
And you wrote them down.
Write them down, and then they ended up in the book. So I gave him I gave him more billing than I should have. But
it sounds like Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, how we write our books.
Except I write it, and then he blurts out something semi-intelligent periodically.
So tell us, what was the inspiration to first coming up with this book? How did you decide to write a book?
It was because her husband was fat, and this was her way of telling him.
Actually, I was the fat one. I'm a former fatty. I had gained 50 pounds with my pregnancy. And that was 17 years ago, and I managed to keep it off for most of the last, for 15 years now. But it took me a couple years after I dropped the baby to drop the rest of the weight. And by the way, it wasn't a 50-pound baby.
Was it a 60-pound baby?
I'm a disability doctor, and that's the other important thing, is that the number one cause of disability in the country now is obesity, being overweight. And so I've treated thousands of overweight people and helped them to lose weight so that they can live a more fulfilling life, you know? That's where it came from.
So you had to walk the walk, basically. You were like treating all these obese people.
You didn't have to.
Right. You probably didn't have to, but you were like, you probably got to the point, you're like, you know what? I got to lose this weight.
Well, it's not a lot of fun to be overweight. You don't feel right. You know, you don't look right. It was a matter of having more fun. And you're right. You know, if you're a physician, do you believe a doctor who's busy smoking telling you, you know, to quit smoking? I mean, if you could smell the tobacco on him, do you believe that kind of doctor? Or are you going to? I tell people I didn't take the, you know, Hippocratic oath. I took the Hippocratic oath. And I really do believe that you got to walk the walk. Absolutely.
I don't know. Dr. House does some amazing things with the Vicodin habit.
So tell us a little bit about first of all, why is laughter the key to weight loss? What does laughter have to do with being able to lose weight? Isn't it just calorie? It's calories, a calorie is a calorie, and isn't it just
a laugh is a negative calorie? You're burning calories by laughing.
Okay. You burn calories by laughing, but that wasn't the point of the book. The point of the book is to tell people that, and this is all true, I mean, this is medical research backing me up here, because, you know, I'm actually a College of Medicine professor at the University of Central Florida, one of the biggest universities in the country now, believe it or not, and my husband is a volunteer professor at Florida Tech, so we couldn't just make a book full of, you know, false information. It had to have some real medical research, but we wanted to make it a fun book. So it's got, Laugh Yourself Thin is a combination of real medical research and our stand-up comedy that my husband writes and then I do on stage. So we made it a fun read, but the bottom line is it really is the case, and it's been proven that if you're having fun and you're laughing and you're enjoying what you eat and your activity and exercise, you're going to stick with it. And the key to weight loss is not really losing the weight, because there's a lot of different programs you can lose the weight on, but where can you keep the weight off?
Right.
And this is the thing that most people don't talk enough about. And you'll see this on TV and the advertising campaigns for the companies that are out there. They talk about losing the weight or the fast weight loss. They don't talk about how to keep it off permanently. And that's what my book is talking about, is laughing yourself thin, having fun and happiness, but for the long term, so that it's permanent. You're not yo-yoing up and down.
Right. Now, first of all, let's talk about this stand-up comedian, this stand-up comedy stuff. How did you get into it? Now you're a doctor, and how do you?
I'm a physician, yeah.
Right. So how do you, you know, did you do it like when you were in college, or was it something that you started? You
no,
picked up
actually,
later on?
I had a bizarre midlife crisis. This is a number of years ago now.
The fat guy had the
what
same.
Was that?
Sounds like the fat guy had the same type of thing, because he's also
a bizarre midlife crisis.
Yeah, and he became a stand-up comedian.
No,
as well.
I became a doctor. That was a crazy thing.
That's a bizarre one to do in your midlife. I got to tell you, I went on a cruise. I met a professional cruise ship comedian, and this is 7-8 years ago now. This was for my birthday, and we went up to Alaska, and I met this guy on the cruise, and he became my mentor. But what happened was, he's a molecular biologist. That's what he wanted to be, this comedian. And he says on stage, he's a professional comedian, he said, I wanted to be a molecular biologist. Instead, I became a comedian. My husband is a molecular biologist, and he's a funny guy, and I kept elbowing him the whole cruise. I kept saying, you could be a stand-up comedian. You're as funny as this guy. And he turned to me and he said to me, my husband, the last day of the cruise, he says, I don't want to be a stand-up comedian. Why don't you become one? And I said, fine then, I will. And it was like this dare. And
it was
I
a
went
challenge.
Ahead and did it.
He challenged you.
I did
you.
It. I hear my husband is daring me to do something. I'm like, fine, I will. And I started writing down every funny thing that we said around the house. And a year later, there was this local contest, you know, kind of open mic night at the community center. And I went there and I did a 10-minute monologue. And
whoa, 10 minutes? That's
yeah.
A, that's 10 minutes is a lot. That's not easy.
It's a long monologue for
right.
the first time.
Right.
Know, and I got to tell you, and I like the audience, I was the audience favorite, but I tell you, I was robbed. I did not win, but I was hooked. I was hooked, and it was like after that, I started doing it anywhere I could. And I do corporate stand-up comedy. I've done it in front of the hospital staff, at the medical. I've done it. I've been in private parties. I do it for fundraisers. Mostly I do charity and corporate work, but I just love it. I just love getting on the stage and making people laugh.
Now, did the fat guy did? What did you do, Lee? You did the.
I did.
You did some class, right?
Right. It was
you took
a class
stand-up,
stand-up comedy.
And at
then
the end of it, he went
to, at a comedy club.
Right. At the end of it, he came to the punchline at, here in Atlanta and got up in front of a packed audience. Now, did you just go cold turkey, Dr. Rotenberg, or did you learn how to do stand-up? Like, how did you?
She's a doctor. I don't think she impulsively does that.
Yeah. You probably had a coach.
You're right about that. I'm not too impulsive, but I will tell you that when I was a kid, I was in theater. And I was always performing on the stage, junior high, high school. I was always doing, and I loved to do the comedy. You know, we would do comedy theater in junior high and high school and stuff like that. And I didn't like the drama as much. And I always remembered that someday I kept saying, I'll get back and start doing, local theater and things like that. And then I realized as a physician, you don't really have a lot of time to run to practices. And I found that the nice thing about stand-up is, it really is a form of theater if you do it right. And so I'm just practicing on my own. But you do a lot of preparation to get up there and do it right. It's not, for most people don't have the talent to do improv up there,
So what are you, more passionate about, comedy or doctoring?
I got to tell you, the fun thing is when you combine the two of it, when you put it together, and I do love to be a physician, and that's why the book Laugh Yourself Thin, it's combining the health education and teaching people real things, but putting it in a way that's kind of fun and funny so you're laughing on every page, because to me, I laugh with my patients all the time, constantly. I mean, we make jokes at work, and I think my patients really appreciate that, because they're going through rehab for tough disabilities, strokes or surgery or whatever, and to have a little laughter along the way just makes it so much more enjoyable through the process.
Here, why don't you take us through, like, say you're doing an intake with me and I'm really fat and then I've hurt myself falling out of my chair and so go ahead.
Well,
I'm going to put her on the spot.
You're going to put her on the spot.
I can tell you some true stories. Like last year I had foot surgery, and so I was on a walker for a while, knee walker, one of those funny little things, or a scooter for like 4 to 6 months. I wasn't able to walk right. And I would roll into the patient's room, and I'd sit on the bed, and I'd look at him, and these people have never seen me before, and I'd sit down on the bed, and I'd look at the guy, and I'd say, my walker's prettier than your walker. And right away, they're just like flabbergasted, but then they break up laughing, and you've developed a rapport right away, and it's a different way of relating to patients. But I'll sing in the hallways at the hospital and things like that. You want to hear some singing? Three
yeah.
blind docs, see how they bill. They're running away from the patient's wife. She threatened to sue them for all their life. All it was a slip of the knife. Three blind docs.
That's great. Very good.
That
very good.
Now
let me ask you this. Now, have you? The other famous comedian doctor, I know that there's one out there, Patch Adams.
Yeah.
And
what's funny, Patch Adams, and I've been meaning to do this post. I got a phone call from him. I've talked to him a number of times. He's a really cool guy.
Uh-huh.
He is still teaching medical students and traveling all over the world, meeting with heads of state. He was in Mexico last year. He was telling me the president of Mexico, he was fooling around and did a comedy skit on stage with the president and his wife, and he travels all over the world with medical students, and he really believes in using comedy in a therapeutic way, and humor is therapeutic to health with kids and adults, and he's called me a couple times. I've got a phone call from him, and that I was going to post on my website talking about my book Laugh Yourself Thin, because he really believes in it. He really believes in the whole concept of using laughter to heal yourself and to make life more enjoyable.
Now, have you had a situation with patients, because this has happened to me, where you'll take someone's blood pressure, you'll talk to them about, you talked about their health, and they'll say, listen, I need you to go get this check because your blood pressure is high.
And then you
tickle
them.
High.
You
tickle and then them. They start to cry.
What?
Yeah.
They cry?
Yeah, because they realize
that's
that,
not a good bedside manner.
It's not that, but they realize they're in a bad way. And you know, how do you use comedy to deal with those,
to diffuse that,
right? To handle,
well,
those.
Well, I mean, it depends on the situation, and obviously, I'm not going to be tactless when I'm talking to patients. And you can be very comforting, and I'm one of those doctors who still believes in giving hugs and sitting down and looking the patient in the eye and saying, you know, we're going to help you get better together. But I will tell you, we use comedy therapeutically. Let me give you an example of a lady I have right now, a patient of mine. She's been with in my practice for a while. She's spinal cord injured. She's living in a nursing home right now because she was sitting at a stoplight. She was rear-ended by another driver, and it broke her neck. And she's quadriplegic as a result of that. And one day I'm in the therapy gym working with the occupational therapist, and she's barely able to use her hands. And how can I put this? And the therapist and I were encouraging the patient to work on range of motion exercises and strengthening exercises with her hands by learning how to give the proper signal to the other driver when they're doing something you don't like. How do you phrase that? What's the term you use in Atlanta for hand signals?
You're saying they're number one.
Yes, they're number one.
Yeah, they're number one. So we were practicing the proper hand signals. And she was just cracking up the patient because, I mean, here's a very, you know, tense situation going through therapy after a spinal cord injury, and you're just minding your own business and somebody, you know, rams into you. But we try to keep it upbeat and use laughter in a therapeutic way so that the person can get through the day and realize things are going to get better.
Now,
and that's the same way with weight loss. I mean, one of the problems with weight loss is people are anxious and depressed all the time, and they're down on themselves. And my attitude is keep it upbeat. And that's what, you know, my book, Laugh Yourself Thin, is all about. And if you go to my website, I want to just tell you, drrcomedy.com. If you go to drrcomedy.com, because people call me Dr. R at work, and there's a whole free chapter on there, and it's a quiz. It's a funny quiz, but it's with real health information about, you know, how to lose weight and have fun with it and really enjoy yourself.
Do you have any tips or anything you can tell our listeners about how they can use comedy in their households, with their families, anything that they can do to keep it, to help them lose weight?
The most important thing is to understand that when you are when you're down on yourself, you're not going to continue positive behavior. So turn it around. Find a way to laugh and joke. If you don't feel like running on the treadmill, go out and skip around the block. And I've done this with my son. My son's a teenager. He thinks I'm crazy, but he goes along with it. You know, it's like we're going to go skipping backwards on the beach, or we're going to go do something really crazy and wild and fun. And, you know, one minute you're like, I'm not having a good time. And the next minute you have to crack yourself up sometimes. We take life way too seriously, and this is where, you know, we can have more joyfulness in our lives, and it really will improve our health. So
right.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be silly and have fun with it.
Well, those are all really good tips. And tell about the process of writing the book. How was this writing it with your husband? I mean, was it how long did it take you to write the book?
And
not getting
still
it published.
Married? Are they
yes,
still married?
Right. Did it kill your marriage writing this book?
Not at all, because he didn't actually read the book until it was done. That is the truth. He's a co-author because, like I said, he wrote a lot of the jokes in the book by blurting them out loud, and then I would go write them down. But the truth of the matter is that he didn't even read the book until I was completed. It took me 4 months to write the book. I wrote it really fast. Every weekend I just sit down and write one day on the weekend. But I just loved the concept of writing real health information, weight loss information, and best stuff from the medical literature, how to have a positive way with your body, with diet, with exercise, with watching what you eat. And then I just throw in the comedy. You know, I had my comedy. I have thousands and thousands of jokes that we've written over the last decade or so. And they're all basically subject oriented.
Now,
I would find something that would fit with that particular subject I'm talking about and plug it in.
Is your stand-up routine, obviously I'm sure you have a couple of different routines, but is it all focused around gaining weight, losing weight, your experiences with that?
Actually, not at all. Most of my comedy is just general health-oriented comedy, and it's a lot family-oriented. Because I try to keep, you know, because here we are, my husband's like a retired biologist. He's a volunteer professor. He's a stay-at-home parent. We spent a lot of time, we homeschooled my son for a few years before he went back.
Homeschooled?
Into
You're
school.
Kidding me. That's a way to
that's
kill a marriage.
That's a book by itself.
That's a whole book, another book right there. That's a whole other comedy routine.
Son, Believe it or not, my son is a very funny guy, too, and he's learning to write humor with us. He is 17, graduating college, believe it or not. He skipped high school. So he's kind of a geeky, offbeat kind of person, too. And the three of us are all
wait till he meets the chicks from writing a book now. Forget it. It's a game, set, and match. Once girls know that he wrote a book and he's smart, forget it. Forget it. It's over.
Yeah, and he did contribute to some of the jokes, but he is learning to be a – he's learning to have a lot of fun with this, and like I said, you got to just enjoy the ride. But I will tell you that it did not affect our marriage any bit in any negative way. We actually had a lot of fun with it because I would ask him for help with writing a joke here or there, and what would be best punchline and things like that. But we always try to keep it fun. I mean, actually, comedy writing is a great way to improve your marriage because comedy, helps two people relate in a much more positive way. Absolutely, I encourage everybody to go out there and find that special person and write comedy together.
Well, the book is Laugh Yourself Thin, Making Happiness Fun and Pleasure the Keys to Permanent Weight Loss. We have been talking with Dr. Melanie Rotenberg, and it's been a pleasure. It's a great book. Go pick it up right now, and also go to her website, drrcomedy.com. And what else can you find there on the website? I know you mentioned a couple of things, but anything else we can get there on the website, Dr. Miller?
There's audio there. There's video there. There's some video samples of some of the comedy I've done from Laugh Yourself Thin and some other comedy I've done, just general health comedy. I have the quiz on there, segments of the book, and that's the way you can order it too online through the website or through my publisher, because Prager is a major textbook publisher. So they put together a really good book with, you know, and it helped me a lot with that, and it came out nice. And so enjoy very much.
Well, we really
appreciate you inviting me, Adam and Lee, and thanks so much.
We appreciate coming on, spending some time with us today. Again, the book is Laugh Yourself Thin. Dr. Rotenberg, thank you so much for coming on the air. We look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Take care now.
Be good. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. Is Dr. Melanie Rotenberg. Check her out, drrcomedy.com. Check out her book, Laugh Yourself Thin. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessfatguy.com. Check out some of our great interviews with Jillian Michaels, Denise Austin, Jackie Warner, Jack LaLanne. The late Jack LaLanne is on there, too. Go check him out, too. Go to our Facebook page. Go to our Twitter accounts at Dr. Fitness 6 and at Fat Guy, and check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Also hire us for your next events, Lee, fitness expos. I'll even we'll do weddings, bar mitzvahs. We'll do them all, 10Ks, spa weekends, right? We do everything.
Absolutely, and we'll be at FitBlogging, all you bloggers out there.
Yes, 2011, go to fitblogging.com.
I expect every fitness blogger out there to go up to Dr. Fitness and tell him how great I am.
That's right. And speaking of fitness bloggers, we have one of the best out there, Megan Anderson. She's with us. She has a blog called Meals and Miles, and it's really great. She's got a lot of great information on there. And today we're going to be talking about...
And full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
She helps us out.
She does help us out. She's fantastic. She helps us be the best Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy that we possibly can, and we're going to be talking today about Groupons, group deals. Megan, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Now, you are, just for the record, are you still in Orlando today? Are you there? Are you around? Are you traveling around the country?
She travels all over the place.
I'm in Orlando today. I'm in my apartment right now with my little dog by my side.
Now, did you work out already today? As a fitness blogger, working out every day is important, correct?
Oh, yes. Every morning.
Now, do you feel the pressure of having to go on Twitter or to write on your fitness blog every morning about your workout? Or do you kind of like, or if something like big happens during your workout or you feel good, is that like the time that you'll write something?
Well, the way my blog is set up, that I pretty much write about anything and everything in life. I post 3 times a day, so part of my posts are writing about my workouts. It's just part of the routine now. It's also a great tool for tracking my workouts. And if I can't remember what I ran 2 weeks ago, I can just go back and look at it, even if it's just a little blip of, hey, I ran 5 miles. That's
now,
good enough for me.
Now, if you were Mary Lou Henner, I guarantee you, you'd be able to remember 3 weeks ago how that run was. You know, she has got that ability where she can remember every day of her life. Did you know that, Megan?
Yeah, I saw the special on that. What was that, 2020 or Dateline or something?
Right. Right. Now, can you imagine if you had the ability to remember every workout? I don't think I'd want that, because there's a bunch of workouts I have to just get through, and I just put them in the book, and I'm so happy they're over with. But can you imagine if you had to be have the ability to relive all that stuff, or can remember stuff?
Why are we talking about this?
I just thought it was important. I thought it was important.
He's going off on a tangent.
I can do that, Lee. I'm now, Dr. Fitness. I'm allowed to.
Now you can. Megan is more important than Mary Lou Henner.
Well, anyway. Well, we were going to talk to you. Well, anyway, your blog is mealsandmiles.com. Tell us about group deals. Tell us what's out there for people to what's a great
first
way to stay
what's
in shape?
A group deal for those of us who aren't as savvy
it's a deal,
as you?
It's a deal that's in a group.
Yeah, it's like Groupon or Eversave or Living Social. There's tons of them out right now, and there's a lot of special ones for special cities. Like in Orlando, we have the Real Deal, which I think is just Orlando specific. And it's a coupon-based website where every day a different company is featured with a deal, and the way the group part works is so many people have to purchase the deal in order for it to become effective. Like with Groupon, they'll have a special for a restaurant. You pay $10 for a $30 gift certificate, and if, let's say, they have 50 people that buy it, then the group is on, and everybody gets that deal.
Oh, that's why the fat guy was trying to, he was trying to get me to do something. That's what happened.
His favorite sushi restaurant
I thought he was giving me some sort of special deal, but now I, no, okay, he, now I know what this is about.
That's why I wanted you to explain it, because I tried to and I couldn't do it. His favorite sushi restaurant was on a Scout Mob or something, one of the variations of it. And I'm like, dude, Genki's got a, for $10, you can have $20 worth of sushi. And he loves this place. And he goes there anyway. And he's like, thanks. And then it's like he never did it. He didn't sign up for it. He didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out. I didn't know what to do. So
yeah,
I just said, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because the way these sites work, too, where if you get three of your friends to sign up for the deal, too, you get the deal for free. So he was also trying to get the deal for free by pushing it off on you.
You know that.
Oh, now I'm on to it. I didn't realize that, Megan. Thank you so much.
He's used to it all being about him.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I figured out. So now they've taken this concept, and you can do this with exercise. Well, I guess with fitness
places.
Spas and fitness centers.
It's
wow, what a great idea!
Yeah, exactly. And this is perfect for people that are stuck in gym ruts. And I am one of the people that is always stuck in a gym rut. I hate the gym, but I love being active. And I'm always on the search for all these group deals because they bring things to light that I've never noticed before. Like, they always have different yoga studios that are up there for good deals, and I've discovered, like, there's Pole Dancing Fitness in Orlando, and I had no clue this existed, and then I saw the Groupon pop up, and I'm like, whoa, I have to try this, and it was a killer workout, and now I'm hooked, so it's great for just discovering new, like, fitness things in your area to constantly keep you entertained and keep you staying active.
Now, what is it about the gym, Megan, that you don't like? Like, what makes you
get
sick of it?
All the guys hitting on her.
Yeah, what makes
Well, I have ADD, and I can't, like, sit still and do weights. I'm just awful with strength training or, like, even sitting on a treadmill because I'm from Florida. I have to be outside all the time in the sunshine, and having to stare at myself in a mirror lifting weights isn't really entertaining.
Right. So you get bored. You're like the fat guy. The fat guy also, he can't stay in one place for more than 10 minutes, and he gets bored out of his mind. So being outside, that really helps you, and also checking out all these new classes. Now, one of the things also that I saw on your site, too, is you went to this place in Orlando that was really cool.
Oh, the trampoline place.
Yeah, tell us about that experience. There's like some sort of like exercise on a huge, big trampoline place.
Yeah, it's called Rebounders, and I know there's different types of, there's other various companies around the nation that do it, but Rebounders just franchised, and they're opening up 8 different locations around the country. But it's really cool. It's basically a big trampoline inside a gym where you have to wear like special trampoline shoes and wear a helmet. And twice a week they have exercise classes that you can go in, and they basically are giving you a full workout on the trampoline. You're doing push-ups, you're doing sit-ups, you're jumping up and down, you're working your quads, you're working your core, you're working everything, and you leave really sweaty, but you also leave with this huge smile on your face because it's just so much fun.
Now, but it's not like what people think of a trampoline. It's not like one big trampoline. It's like a series.
A bunch of them
that are all kind of put together. There's like one angled on the side,
but
right?
I think they custom make it, right? That's not like off-the-shelf trampolines in there.
No, the guy that owns Rebounders, he actually designed it. It's like an exoskeleton, though, so technically it is one because they're all connected, but they're different sections, and the way that it's angled, so also you can, like when I went there were these kids that were just, you know, doing huge, humongous flips, like, across it, bouncing off the wall and bouncing back. It's great, you know, parents will go there, at least if I was a parent, I'd just leave my kid there for a few hours, you know, let them wear themselves out.
Right.
Better to go there than being in front of a TV than come back and you come back with a tired kid.
Now, can you, Megan, is it possibly for the proprioceptively challenged people out there? Can you kill yourself doing that thing? Is there a place, like, is it hard? Are there hard spots on it? Like, if you try to do a flip and you land wrong on your neck, you can kill yourself? Anything like that? Or, like, what? Yeah, go ahead.
You do sign the liability form before you go in. It says, if I die, I won't sue.
What does it smell like? I can imagine that.
What
place
does it
stinks.
Smell like?
It probably stinks because there's sweat, and that's not absorbent stuff.
What does it smell like?
I bet it smells nasty.
I don't think it smells at all.
I do. What does it smell like?
It doesn't smell bad.
It smells
like
sweaty.
Rubber.
Sweaty and rubber. They better Purell that thing like 24/7. You better be Purelling.
Yeah, sure they do.
The fat guy has a problem where kids congregate. He's always worrying about Purell and like if there's enough Purell and, you know, the kids and getting sick and stuff
like that. I was telling my kid that my rapper name is going to be Purell. Purell.
Purell? That's
right,
what
Purell.
It's going to be. I like that. That's pretty good. Wow. So now, have you run out of these places to check out? Now, is Orlando big into dance studios and yoga studios? Or can you spend like the rest of your life just checking out all these new different fitness things to do in Orlando?
Apparently, I can spend the rest of my life doing it because just when I think I've run out of ideas, I've found more. Someone emailed me actually the other week about trying there's a water ski place in Orlando that's everything's connected by, like, pulleys and stuff.
Oh, I've done that. I have done that. Yeah. It's around a lake, and they pull you. It's like a harness that's attached to something that goes around in a circle. It is awesome. Awesome. Lots of fun. You don't need a boat.
It's a great workout.
Right. The only thing you have to worry about is the alligators. That's the only problem with those lakes in Florida.
What a baby.
You never know what's lurking in there. You never know.
That's what makes it fun.
It is Florida.
Yeah, you got to check that out. Have you done any of those, like, what are those things with the paintball? Like, you play,
laser tag.
No, with the paint, the things that hurt, where you got to shoot
paintball.
People. Have you done that before?
Yeah, there are. When I was little, I think, like, when I was 14 or 15, that was all the rage. And then you'd come back with bruises, and you were like, why is this so much fun? I don't remember.
I would think that would be the ultimate fitness thing, is, like, you give someone, like, X amount of paintballs, and
but
they
put
have to,
one real bullet in. Just one. So there could be a casualty.
Yeah, no. I think that would be great. Do you have some sort of cash? Some sort of, you have to find something? And I think that would be great. I'm sure.
You like that war simulator?
No, I just like when you talk about the challenge and the changes, and you need things that are that lots of stimulation. I would think that's really cool.
She lives in Disney World.
Or doing it at night.
She has like a million amusement parks.
Right, that's
minutes.
Right. Disney is right over there. That's true.
You know,
have you ever run that Disney marathon, Megan? Have you ever done that thing?
I did. I ran it when it was like 20 degrees outside.
Oh, that must
2 years
sucked.
Ago, or last year, and it was the coldest. I'm actually running the Disney Half Marathon this weekend.
Now, is
on
it
Saturday, or Sunday?
Is it all? Is it all through the park? Because I think that's something that would amuse me. I like that whole amusement park thing.
I would take a fast pass so I can just go to the front of it.
I know you have no desire to run anything.
Exactly.
You wouldn't even do it on a bicycle.
The thing with the Disney Marathon, like at least the full marathon, you do run through all of the parks, but they warn you ahead of time. Each of the parks are only like a mile long, and there's only like six parks, and a marathon is 26.2 miles.
Oh, right. So it's not like it's like you're going back and forth through the parks. It's like a very short.
Yeah.
It's a very short park experience. The rest of it is it any parts of it that's kind of boring?
Yeah. What do you think? It's Orlando.
I know. I would
citrus
think,
farms. Yeah. It's not scenic.
It's kind of flat and boring, huh?
Well, Disney, you know, they own their own country basically in the middle of Central Florida,
right,
where you're just running by like grass and stuff. But I found it interesting because I'm like a Disney freak and I find like random things interesting. Like we were running by like the garbage, like Disney has its own garbage plant and like you run by it and I'm like, this is so cool, I'm running by Disney's garbage plant. And everyone else was like, what the heck, I want to run by a park.
Was anybody dressed up in like costumes? Could you have to wear like Mickey Mouse or any costumes and stuff like that when they ran?
Yes.
There's a lot of people.
Yes,
that say that.
And I'm running actually on Sunday with it. It's called the Disney Princess Half Marathon this coming Sunday, and I'm running it with my little brother and my little sister, and we all got tutus and tiaras. Even my little brother does. He's going to be all in pink.
How awesome is that? How come you didn't call up Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy to participate?
Yeah,
in this
that's
thing?
Something he would have showed
that
up for.
That is definitely
not
something
me.
The Fat Guy wouldn't do, but I would definitely do that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I could dress like the teacup from what was that one?
There's a lot of things you could do that you
but
won't.
I won't.
Do.
I could.
I'm teacup.
A lot of things that you could.
Arm and stout.
I'm teacup shaped.
Well, anyway, your blog is Meals and Miles. There's always lots of great stuff there.
So
always
her recommendation. Wait a minute. Her recommendation is to sign up for all these Groupon-like things, right?
Yeah, we already did that. We already got that.
I just want to make sure she.
Well, you weren't listening.
I was.
You weren't listening to Megan.
I was hanging on her every word.
But was it because the Mary Lou Henner references?
That offended me. And then all I heard was wah, 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 and then you were talking about yourself running a marathon.
Megan, you see what I have to go through, Megan? He has to ask, why am I talking about Mary Lou Henner? Isn't it unbelievable what I have to put up with this guy?
You know what? Megan was asking the same thing to herself, but she's too polite to say it out loud.
Well, anyway.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
That's right. It's Meals and Miles, and you've also got video as well on your site,
right,
too.
Right. She has that pilot.
How's which is really good.
She did that pilot where she talked about the trampoline thing. And, Megan, just so you know, I'm coming to Orlando this Sunday.
What?
Did you know that?
I just you are?
Sprung are you going to run the Princess Half?
I am going to not run that, but I am coming to Orlando Sunday and Monday.
What are you doing there?
Is it any of your business?
Yeah, of
this
course it's my business.
That me and Megan are working out.
Are you gonna hook up with Megan? Are you gonna go see her?
I wasn't planning on it.
Why not? You bust my chops about us going to New York and meeting up with people,
yes,
and you're going to Orlando to meet Megan. You're gonna see Megan right where Megan lives.
Well, I'll be there Sunday.
Megan,
we can talk offline if you want to.
Don't talk, Megan. Forget about talking. Meet up with the fat guy. He's
very busy.
He doesn't like people, but please meet up with this guy.
I don't know.
Can't believe you're going to Orlando.
Why is that so hard to believe?
You're not gonna meet up with Megan. That's
I know.
This is her hometown. She'll
take you to the Rebounders.
Right. Well, he's going to want to eat, Megan. He'll pay for it.
I don't care about
he'll
exercise.
He'll pay for it, but he's going to want to eat somewhere, I guarantee
I'm
you.
More about the food.
Exercise is not going to be that important to him. It'll be for me if I come down to Orlando.
We're going to Universal, so we're staying at the Hard Rock. So I don't know if that's where
I love Universal. I have annual passes there.
There you go. You can.
I have annual passes everywhere.
You see that? Well, kids got to meet up.
Contact
are you bringing the whole family or just you?
Yeah, just me. Let's put it this way. My family wants to go to Harry Potter Land or whatever it's called. And then they're like, do you want to go? I'm like, I don't want to go. And then they're like, come on, you have to go. And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't read the book. I don't go to the movies.
Right.
And
I've never seen any of the Harry Potter stuff.
I wouldn't know Harry Potter if he was standing in front of me right now. And they're all excited. So then I got sucked into going. So we're going to be there Sunday and Monday.
So you'll really be helping him out, Megan, if you can pull him away for a couple hours.
Exactly.
You'd really be saving his marriage, to be honest with me.
You'd be helping everybody.
Yeah, you'd be really helping a lot of people. Well, anyway, Megan, thank you so much for taking the time to come on our show today. The blog is Meals and Miles. Great information, great stuff. Great, and thanks for coming on and telling us about the group deals and the Groupons today. That was really great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. We'll be talking to you really soon. I think we got a regular segment with Megan. I like this, Lee.
Yeah.
I'd rather talk to Megan than you.
Look, if she hooks me up with those Universal tickets, then for sure she can have a segment every day, every week.
Thanks, Megan, for coming on. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right, see you guys.
All right, bye. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Megan Anderson, mealsandmiles.com. Check her out. Also, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. and go make sure you check out our books, You Can't Lose Weight Alone, The Partner Power Weight Loss Program. That's a great little book. And also, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. And
that's a fantastic book.
Yes. Also, make sure.
And thanks to New Step. New Step has really been supporting that
book. Yes, I want to thank New Step. Go to NUSTEP.com. New Step, wonderful company. They are the company that makes the bicycle, the recumbent bike with the arm movement as well, the upper arm ergometry as well. Great, it's a great piece of equipment. If you've watched The Biggest Loser, you've seen them on The Biggest Loser.
And you've used it. Actually, we have footage of you using it on our website.
I have, but it's a little pornographic because there's a great crotch shot of me. I don't know why, well, why it was shot from that angle.
You're the only one who wears shorts that short. You and Richard Simmons.
Okay. That's the problem. So, yeah, but you can go to the website and check that out. Also, I want to thank our buddies at Pop Chips, popchips.com. The best chip out there. You know why? Because it's not fried. It's not baked. It's air popped.
Well, really, what's wrong with being baked?
I'll tell you what's wrong with being half-baked.
I can live with baked.
I'll tell you what's wrong with being half-baked. It's not good. It's not good for you,
Lee. I don't know.
Anyways, also check out some of our other buddies, too. Go to their websites like SweetRiot.com, the best chocolate out there. And the official tea for Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy.
Tavalon.
Tavalon tea. Check them out. Let's see. Do I have anything before I go today, Lee?
I know. You usually
I do have some obscure article.
I do want to, in some medical journal that you read for leisure.
Well, I'll tell you what I want. There was an article I found. Our buddy Brian Wansink had some more data that came out.
He's popping up everywhere. You know, he consulted on that Tim Ferriss book, 4-Hour Body.
Well, you know, he came up with some more.
You know who did? Seth Roberts.
Yes, Seth Roberts. Shangri-La. Yeah. Shangri-La. But he has some interesting information that was just recently published, and I don't know if I want to talk about this.
We should get that guy on. Forget
Brian Wansink.
Don't talk about it. Let's get him on, and then he'll talk about it.
Yeah, because he'll know exactly.
You know, that drives me crazy.
However, but I'll tell you, this interesting thing about the study was they showed that they did have people that exercise. They wanted to show that people, even when they anticipate exercise, they ultimately or invariably they eat more to
just
make up for the,
about it.
Just thinking about it and make up the difference
right
by almost 40% more calories just because
or
they know they've
thought,
exercised
or right. that they might later on
right
so they're eating more earlier
right
and that goes to basically my theory that you diet
and don't
for
exercise.
Weight loss exercise for health that's
Ooh,
my theory
nice. Wow, Lee, that's very deep, very profound. I do want to talk about, before we leave today, Lee, what did you think about the story about the Iowa wrestler, the kid that wouldn't wrestle
the girl?
What did you think about that? Because
look, it's his choice. He loses.
Right. But
what's the problem?
What do you?
Those are the rules.
I know.
He don't want to play the rules, so he loses.
Right.
Simple.
But do you
black and white.
Do you think in those type of sports where men and women are pitted against it physically, like where
Correct.
They're touching each other,
yes.
you know, bodily contact.
You would think a high school kid would enjoy that. I wouldn't think that's a negative.
Well, look, this is what I thought. Being an athlete myself,
yes.
who's experienced the feeling.
You've played girls in tennis.
And gotten
and
my
lost,
ass kicked.
So.
I've also played soccer and gotten my butt knocked on the ground by a female
exactly.
as well. Okay, so.
An athlete's an athlete.
Well, but here's the deal. This kid had nothing to gain. Had nothing
what
to gain.
Mean?
Well, look, if he loses to this girl, you're in high school, you're a wrestler, and
right.
you lose to a girl, that's not going to be a good day.
No.
Not going to be a good day. If he wins, it's like, dude, you're wrestling girls?
I know, but it would have been forgotten, and he would have moved on to the next round, and nobody would have even thought about it.
What about if he hurt the girl?
That could have been a problem.
Right.
But that's the thing.
That's what I mean. I think when it comes to hand-to-hand combat with females, I can see his dilemma. The problem that they're using with this is in regards to the fact that
there's no women's wrestling, and so they put them all in one pile and then they wrestle. It was the rule going in. He knew this when the season began.
No, but right.
He had a choice to make. He didn't have to do this. He could quit, which he did, and he lost, and he can't win the tournament, which happened. That's the fact.
The winning and the losing, that's irrelevant.
If you're offended by the possibility that you may have to wrestle a woman, then don't participate in the sport. If it's so offensive to you,
well,
don't play.
Well, I don't know if it was. He just. It was more of it was appropriate. If it was the appropriate thing.
The rules of the sport said it was.
And apparently based, and the reason they gave for the reason that he didn't, it was because it, for religious reasons.
All right, whatever, then don't play the sport. If it's so offensive, don't participate.
Would you?
I don't have a problem with
it. Would you have wrestled the girl?
Yeah.
You would have wrestled her?
No problem.
Kicked her butt?
If I could. I'm not saying I could, but I would.
That would have...
Look, well, if I'm going to...
It would have just been another person. It's just an obstacle in your way.
Exactly.
Just something in your way. You had to knock down.
You know what? If I saw that, I'd be like, oh, cool. I'll probably get through this round. That's what I, been my thought. I'm in the second round. You've been in tournaments. Isn't that what you're doing? The first thing you do is look at the draw. And you go, okay, I'll make it at least here until I get into some problems.
Right.
That's what you would have done, too.
Right. But I don't... I could see how this boy would have said...
You would have looked at the draw.
Now,
you would have go, that's an easy one. I'm at least into this round. I'm two away from the finals.
I'll tell you what's happened to me playing soccer with females I've bumped into. I'll tell you what's happened to me. I've gotten flattened out by a girl, right?
Yes.
But when I flattened out a girl myself...
You felt bad.
I felt terrible.
Okay.
I felt terrible. I'm like, oh, you know, I stop.
I guess
I
you
like
don't
pick them up.
I guess
I'm
you
like,
don't believe in equality. That's where we differ. I believe in equal rights. So I try to treat them the same. I don't think that I'm better, stronger, or anything than them.
Well,
I think that we're both on this playing field. We're equals.
You know what? I guess this would have been the issue, Lee. If the female looked like...
Martina Navratilova?
No, if the female looked like
Megan Fox,
Bo Jackson,
he would have
that would have been. I guess that would have been the issue.
Why would he would have been? Would have been or bad?
No, then I don't. I wouldn't have felt so bad wrestling. But when the you know it's pretty attractive or thin, I don't know.
Maybe that's sexist to me.
It does sound sexist. It does.
That's where we differ, Doctor.
But I think that's probably where I probably would have. You know, I would.
It sounds like excuses. That's all I'm hearing. Or excuses.
Anyway, that's what's going on. I want to thank our guests for coming on the show today. I want to thank Dr. Melanie Rotenberg. Her book, Laugh Yourself Thin, go get it. Go pick it up right now. I'm waiting. And it's a great book. And it talks about making happiness, fun, and pleasure the keys to permanent weight loss. Using laughter to lose weight. And also want to thank Megan Anderson from MealsAndMiles.com. Great blog. Great fitness blog out there. And that's all we got today. Lee... Great show. Thanks for coming in, as always. You did a great job.
How many calories do you think we burned?
And you did a great job fixing that board right before we came on the show.
That was
close. We almost didn't have a show today.
I had a problem there. That was close.
Okay. Well, for Lee Kanner, I am Dr. Adam Schaffer, and every week we're making healthy living fun.
Now I just get for everyone? Nice. I got demoted.
All right, let me do it again then.
Good idea.
For Lee Kanner, I am Dr. Adam Schaffer. Every week we make healthy living
fun for everyone.
We'll see you next time.